Madison County Council meeting of December 10th, 2019. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. Good morning, members of council. At this point, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Mr. Burton, any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We have the amended minutes of October the 8th. That was simply a, I guess, was it a typo thing, Robin, or what was it?
Just a correction.
Just a correction, okay. Any questions on that? Those stand approved as amended? Had the minutes of November 19th. Any questions on those corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have correspondence from numerous groups in appreciation of grants, and I'll summarize. Those are from YMCA of Delaware, Optimist Club of Sussex County, Milford Housing Development Corporation, Literacy Delaware, Cape and Lupin Senior Center, Junior Achievement of Delaware, ITN Southern Delaware, Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay, Kent Sussex Industries, Community Resource Center, Ronald McDonald House, Delaware Hospice, and Sussex County Health Coalition. And that's all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Reminder by this is the time it's available for the public to speak to us for 3 minutes on something that says the council has some control over. You start talking, the green light comes on, the woman left, the amber light comes on, when the red light comes on, we ask you to stop. Shelley Cohen.
Yes.
Okay. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm going to talk a little bit about TIDs. A couple weeks ago, you had the Queen Bee from the Highway Department down here giving a big spiel about the TIDs and how great they are. If you guys think it's a great thing, you better think twice, because it ain't going to happen what you guys think it's going to happen. They want $300 million from the developers. Guess what? They're going to take that money, and the money that they save, and they're going to take it to Newcastle County. And so the developers are all going to get ripped off, and the people are dumb enough to buy these houses for an extra $3,000 or $6,000 to pay for these TIDs when they haven't even got the things started to even look at them. Oh, we got this corner, but it's going to take them 20 years to fix the problem. Long way to go.
Thank you, sir. Keith Steck.
Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My name is Keith Steck. I live in Milton. I'm the incoming Vice President of DelCog, the Delaware Coalition for Open Government. We're a nonpartisan good government organization. I want to take this opportunity at the moment to recognize the council's efforts to tackle the sensitive topic of setbacks. I especially want to thank the members of the Wetlands and Setback Working Group for their efforts this past year as they wrap up their work. Kudos to them for the efforts going into it. Second, I'd like to urge the council to stay on the straight and narrow and following state law and your own ordinances, especially as you come up regarding conditional uses that are pending before the board. Please don't use the conditional use process as a backdoor mechanism for approving denied rezoning requests. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, Mr. President, I have two items today. First item is a reappointment for our Sussex County Library Advisory Board. We have a current opportunity to reappoint Mrs. Diana Young This is a District 5 consideration, I believe. Mr. Riley asked us to have this on the agenda today.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion.
I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the reappointment of Mrs. Diane Young to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board, effective immediately until such time that the term expires on June 30, 2022.
Mr. Riley.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next is the County Administrator's Report for December 10th, 2019. Item 1, Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 36th Annual Caroling on the Circle last night, Monday, December 9th. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers and have thus far collected more than 26,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We remind everyone that the county is continuing to collect items until the end of the year and will continue to distribute these items to our local food pantries. We want to thank all of our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a great success. Item 2, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. Item 3, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Monday, December 6th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Admin Office's West Complex, located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item 4, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Zwanendale Farm, Lot 1, Commercial Building, Entrance Road, effective November 14th. Marsh Farm Estates, Phase 3, effective November 18th. Bayless Estates Plan Review, Phase 1 and 1A, revised, effective November 19th. In Millville by the Sea, the Village 8 and BB Medical Center, effective November 26th. And finally, Item 5. I am pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded Sussex County its Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for Fiscal Year 2019 Budget Report. This is the second year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging the county's budget report. In order to receive the award, the budget document must serve as an entity and a public policy document, financial plan, operations guide, and communication device. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director and Chief Operating Officer, and Kathy Roth, Deputy Finance Director, for their efforts in achieving this award. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. And Mrs. Jennings, another fine job.
Thank you.
Mrs. Roth, very much.
Thank you.
William Poff, Delaware Coastal Business Park lease approvals.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council. Eric Anderson, the Delaware Coastal Business Airport manager, and myself are bringing you two leases for the Delaware Coastal Business Park. The first lease is in the new section, and it's for J. Cole LED Lighting Company. They make LED lighting for around the country and actually internationally as well. And they'll be moving into our lot 3 of our business park. And questions on our lease? I do have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement with JCAL LED Solutions, Inc. in the Delaware Coastal Business Park, Lot 3, as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion?
Got a question.
Burton.
Phil, how many jobs do you think will be created with this company?
I think once he consolidates some locations that he has around the country currently manufacturing his product, he should be on the excess of 30 jobs.
When do you think that'll happen?
Well, I think in 2020 the building will be open, and I think within that first year he hopes to get that ramped up. He wants to bring it all under one roof.
What brought him here?
Actually, he was from Harbison, Delaware, and that's what actually brought him to our business park.
Great.
He'll come back home.
Back home.
He's like our administrator.
Yeah. From Harbison people, they always come back. Tough.
Any more questions to council?
How much did our lease pay? How much does lease or pay us?
That's $5,000 an acre annually.
A year.
That's use of our building?
No, they build their own building. All they do is lease the ground from us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they build their own building.
More questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Burton? Yes.
I vote yes. Next, sir.
Our second lease is with Eastern Shore Natural Gas, and that's actually in the old section of our Delaware Coastal Business Park, and it's lot 28. They will actually use that property there as a staging ground to install natural gas throughout Sussex County. I have a motion.
How long will they be located there?
They will be located there. They're saying 1 year. We gave them a 1 year lease with the option to renew.
Okay. Have a motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement with Eastern Shore Natural Gas, Inc. in the Delaware Coastal Business Park, Lot 28, as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I thought we had a lease.
Mr. Wilson.
Short.
Pardon me?
I thought it was short.
Well, this is a subsidiary of Chesapeake Utilities.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's the installation company.
I understand that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the lease gets us the lot cleared.
Right.
Right.
Any more questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton? Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and our new airport manager. Got his name.
Eric Anderson.
Yeah. New guy. Robbie Murray, Deputy Director of EMS Administration. Good morning.
Good morning. Robbie Murray with Sussex County EMS. Thank you, Mr. President and Council. Come before you today to discuss technical assistance to first responders and community groups MOU that we have with the Division of Public Health, the State of Delaware, and Sussex County. We first came before you in early 2018 seeking approval to enter into this MOU. This MOU allows us to utilize funds that the State of Delaware has received in grants to bill for our hours associated with training public servants, the first responders, law enforcement officers, security guards, EMTs, paramedics, and the utilization of Narcan and other opioid-related meetings. So this is a pass-through which allows us to bill our hours back to this grant. Since 2018, when this was approved, we've billed approximately $6,000, and we've also been able to acquire $3,000 in equipment. That grant expired at the end of September of this year, and this is renewing that same memorandum of understanding. Instead of 1 year this time, we're renewing it for a three-year period. So I do have a motion, if you're ready or if you have any questions.
Please read your motion.
The motion, be it moved that Sussex County Council, through the EMS Department, enter into the technical assistance to first responder community groups MOU with the State of Delaware Division of Public Health, and provide support as outlined in the MOU.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
How many people do you think you've trained?
So we've trained in that 14-month period just over 300 first responders.
Do you do it at your facility out here?
We go to their facility. So we have, we've been to SCI, we've been to Delaware Tech, we've been to other local municipal law enforcement agencies, and we train on their site.
Is it well received?
It's very well received.
Are they asking for you to...
We have a few that are pending that we've asked to hold off until after this MOU is signed.
Great.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
You said SCI?
We have gone down and did some training with the correctional officers.
Okay. I was wondering who got trained.
Yep.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thanks, sir.
Medlar.
Mr. President, he is in a contract review meeting in the building. He has been notified that he's up next. If Mr. Ashman's here. Perhaps they're in the same meeting together. They've been notified that they were up next. Perhaps we can go to the.
Ms. Cornwell.
Next item. Thank you.
Come on down.
Good morning.
In the firehouse.
I see you on the circuit last night?
Yes. So the first item this morning is conditional use 2186 filed on behalf of Mount Air Farms of Delaware, Inc. At your meeting, you held the record open for questions of DENREC. They have provided responses, and make sure I've got it. The responses to the questions that were asked of DENREC have been provided. The record will now be open for 5 days for the public to provide written comment regarding those responses from DENREC for that application. The record will close December 16th at 4:30 p.m., and then it can come back to County Council at a future date. Actually, this one will come back on December 17th, next Tuesday, to close the record.
Okay. Any questions of Council? And that's simply notification. It takes no notion to do that. Just
takes
notification.
No, it's just notification.
Okay, next.
The next is conditional use 2176 filed on behalf of KH Sussex LLC. Again, at your public hearing, you left the record open for questions of state agencies. We have received those state agency comments. They have been provided to you as part of your packet. We also have paper copies that we'll put at the back for the public to beginning today. They have 5 business days to begin provide written comment regarding those responses that to those agency questions. The record will close December 16th at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Any questions, Council? Everybody's good? Okay, thank you. Next.
You're welcome. Next is old business is conditional use 2194 filed on behalf of Imagination Renovation LLC. You held a public hearing on November 19th. At that time, you deferred for further for a Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission made a recommendation of approval at their November 21st meeting. The record was left open for 5 days for any written comments regarding the Planning Commission recommendation. There were no comments regarding the application. And the record did close on November 26th of this year. The Planning Commission did recommend approval of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 4 and conditions 5A through K.
Any questions of Council? Commissioner Moore, can you read the short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a furniture making, and repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 4, with conditions 5A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and my motion would be for approval with their stipulations and conditions.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations and conditions.
Mr. Riley?
I also vote yes, based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations and conditions.
Mr. Wilson?
I also vote yes on P&Z's recommendations.
I also agree with their findings and recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The next application is a change of zone 1893 filed on behalf of Lisa Horsey. This is a change of zone from AR1 to C2. At your meeting of November 18th, you held a public hearing and you deferred for a Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission did make a recommendation November 21st, but the record was open for 5 days for written responses to the Planning Commission recommendation. There were no written responses regarding the application. The record was closed on November 26th. The Planning Commission did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 8 for the change of zone.
Any questions of Council? Mr. Wilby, your title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amended comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County containing 0.474 acre more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Secretary Hudson. Any questions on a motion? Being that's my district, I get to vote first this time. That's unusual. I agree with planning and zoning. There are 1 through 8 reasons. It's certainly located on Route 13, which is where we want commercial activity. It's a small site, can't be used for a lot of things, but commercials around it. So I'm going to agree with planning and zoning's recommendation and reasons. I'm going to vote yes.
I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Riley.
I also agree with planning and zoning, so I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Burton.
I agree with your comments, Mr. Chairman, and planning and zoning, and my vote is in favor.
Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next item is a change of zone 1894 filed on behalf of Howard Pepper Jr. This is a change of zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial. He held a public hearing on November 19th of this year. At that time, you deferred for the Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission made a recommendation November 21st. The record was left open for 5 days. We received no comment. The record closed November 26th. The Planning Commission did recommend approval of the change of zone to C3 for the reasons 1 through 7.
Any questions? Morby, short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.368 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes on this. It's consistent with the surrounding parcels, and I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations on this, so I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes also on P&Z's recommendations.
Burton.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation. My vote is in favor.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendation. It's on 113. It's where we should have that kind of property. So I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Mr. Medlars, is he in the building? Oh, there he is. Come on down.
Good morning, Mr. Sir. President. Good morning, Council. Yes, the county engineer was in the building working diligently on the biggest county project.
We knew that.
thank you for allowing me the that opportunity. We have instructions from council. You remember the presentation our airport manager and I did on the couple months ago regarding the available next steps for hangar development at the airport, and you visited the airport at that time. We pointed to you lots A and B that were available. The leases would be coming up. We followed through on this. We canceled the leases. The notifications have been sent. We offered the month-to-month extensions if they're accepted by the current leaseholders. Don't have to. And we have a request to you, A, to concur in the cancellation, and B, much more importantly, to authorize the RFP process. Remember, the RFP process has several steps. We have to develop the scope, which I outlined here. We have to put the review team together, and we have to get the county administrator to agree to the review team. So once we have that, then we would advertise. We would then rank the proposals and come back to you. So the two we have, if you take the two areas and combine them, we could build a 20 to 30,000 square foot hangar, or option one, which would be very similar to the old terminal redevelopment package. Almost identical in size, slightly different location. However, this may not be the market, because you remember the last time on that particular RFP, which was just for one large hangar, we only had one response. We had three interests, but in the end, only one response. So I believe we still have some residual interest out there, so we will approach them again and see whether they will. But I'd like to have it as a dual scope, which would also allow the construction of two smaller hangars and smaller in quotation mark, because you know the existing ones are 5,000 square foot hangars, barely bigger than a T hangar, and these would be 10 to 15,000 each, so they could hold a corporate airplane, which we need for the runway extension numbers to be brought up. We need these type of airplanes. And Eric can speak to that more than I can in terms of what airplane fits in what hangar. But that's how we came up with these two recommendations. So we have a two-pronged motion, lease cancellation, RFP authorization with that scope.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion on that. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the cancellation of the leases for lots A and B at the Delaware Coastal Airport and the advertisement of a request for proposals to construct a new hangar or hangars on the property.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions?
So the applicant can bid package A or package B, bid one big hangar?
Affirmative, A or B. That's why the motion says A, new hangar, or hangars. So you can respond either way.
But it's either one or two, it's not any more.
Correct.
Okay.
I have one question. Say, for instance, a 30,000 square foot hangar, how big of a jet can fit in that?
2G4, same as shelf, but it's being built now.
Okay.
They're building it. They started off smaller for one airplane. They're building it larger to fit, be able to fit two in there and maybe sublease later. So could get two to three smaller than the G4, which would still hit our class what we need to get for the runway.
And that's just about what's going to be built here real shortly, right?
Correct.
But that would also fit in the 15, right?
It would fit in the 15, correct. But right now, and I'm not just to correct Mr. Medlar, what's there now is currently 2,500 square feet. It's not
5,000 total.
Right.
5,000 total.
Least. Two. So we're fitting one light civilian aircraft in there now and a lawnmower. So we're going.
Oh, you got it.
And a lawnmower.
If you're looking.
Lawnmower wings, there you are.
So when we look at the increase in lease area, it's 5 to 6-fold.
Any more questions? Take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you, sir. And thank you, sir.
May I excuse myself and let Mr. Ashman handle it?
Mr. Ashman's going to come forward now. Take care of the rest of it. That's why we have good employees.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I have two infrastructure use agreements this morning for your consideration. The first one is for Royal Farms Dagsboro, and this project is located in the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, our Dagsboro-Frankfort area, and we'll be utilizing our existing infrastructure. This agreement will allow Two Farms Incorporated, developer of Royal Farms Dagsboro number 316, to connect 6.18 additional EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for a catch-up contribution of $8,025. Payment will be due before receiving beneficial acceptance of their on-site collection system and system connection charges of $6,360 or fee at the time of permit will still be due. The developer has previously executed agreement and we are now asking for permission from the County Council President to do the same.
Any questions? You have a motion?
Motion.
They're just moving across the street, that's all.
Basically. It's a much bigger facility. It has, I think, truck stations and everything else over there for fueling.
Have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Two Farms Incorporated for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on December 10, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The next one is for Stingray Harbor. This project is located in the Ocean View area and will be utilizing our existing infrastructure. This agreement will allow double DP LP, developers of Stingray Harbor, to connect 36 additional EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for their catch-up contribution of $20,127. Payment is due prior to receiving beneficial acceptance of on-site collection system and system connection charges of $6,360 or fee at time of permit request will still be due. The developer has executed this agreement and asking for permission for council president to execute.
Motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and DPLP for capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on December 10th, 2019.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions? Mr. Burton.
Is this in the town of Millville? I went by the site the other day.
It's an Ocean View.
I think it's Ocean View.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Down Georgia's back door.
There you go. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. I think the next thing is going to be grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have six grants for your consideration. The first one is Fenwick Island Lions Club through the International Association of Lions Club. They're requesting $1,000 for sponsorship of their Halloween parade. All proceeds from the parade go directly to the club's community service projects throughout the year. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from Mr. Cole and $800 from Mr. Arlett. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I do make a motion to do $800.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Mr. Burton, to grant $800 International Association of Lions Clubs for Fenwick Island Lions Club for the Lions Sellaville Halloween Parade for Mr. Riley's Council Mac account. Question on the motion.
Is that for next year's Halloween parade coming?
Well, I'm not sure. I think they've
expenses for this.
Expenses where they are. They've incurred expenses. They want to pay them off, I guess.
Right.
Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one, Delaware Botanic Gardens is requesting $3,000 for the constructing the bathrooms at their public gardens. Last grant received was $3,000, which was $1,000 from Mr. Arlett, $1,000 from Mr. Cole, $500 from Mr. Burton, and $500 from Mr. Vincent for their garden party sponsorship. Mr. Riley placed this one on the agenda.
Mr. Riley?
I'd be willing to do $1,000 for that.
One? I have a question.
Question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When was this last? When did we do this? Did we do this in 19?
18. It was in 18, July of 2018 was the last grant.
I'll do $500 to that.
So, $1,000.
I'll do $500.
$500 from Mr. Burton, $500 from Mr. Hudson.
Are you in?
No, it was $1,000 from Riley.
Yeah, I said $1,000 from Riley. 500 from you two each.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll do 500.
I'm satisfied with that.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $2,500 to the Botanic Gardens for ADA accessible and environmentally sustainable restrooms, being $1,000 Mr. Riley's Council MAC account, $500 Mr. Burton's Council MAC account, $500 Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account, and $500 my cash bank account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Glad to help you spend your money.
The next one is Rehoboth Beach Historical Society is requesting $2,500 to help construct a historical exhibit at its museum. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole for their capital campaign. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I will give $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. To grant $1,000 to Rehoboth Beach Historical Society for their annual exhibit for Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next one is the Town of Del Mar is requesting $500 for the rental of a stage for their annual tree lighting ceremony. There have been no past grants. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'll give $500 for that.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Grant $500 to Town of Delmar for the tree lighting ceremony for Mr. Riley's council bank account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is Camp Arrowhead is requesting $3,000 to assist with the cost of the connection of their sewer. There have been no past grants. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I will give $500 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $500 to Diocesan Council for Camp Arrowhead for septic connection. Question on the motion. Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the last one, Sussex County Music Educators Association is requesting $1,200 to help with to pay for the stipend of their music educator. The organization is made up of 150 Sussex County students. These students have auditioned to be part of the Sussex County Junior and Senior Honor Band. There have been no past grants to this organization. This would qualify for a countywide youth grant, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda. And looking at the budget, there's probably about $550 left in that account. So I would recommend no more than $550.
Okay. How about we do $500?
Sounds good to me.
Entertain a motion to grant $500 from the countywide youth grant to the Sussex County Music Educators Association for Sussex County Junior and Senior Honors Band. I'll make the motion.
Have a second.
Second. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Reading.
Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have five. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a medium density residential district for multifamily units, 14 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.25 acres, more or less.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
Next one is also in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use plan in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
The next one is also in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.25 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
And next one is also in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and MR medium density residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 37.08 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district and GR general residential district to a C1 general commercial district and GRRPC general residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 64.22 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And that's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Have I got anything? Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending litigation, land acquisition, and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now in executive session downstairs for pending litigation and land acquisition.